A new national report released today by the Food Research and Action Center says New York City has the lowest school breakfast participation of all large school districts. The report says of the 57 school districts in the study, which includes some smaller school districts, the city ranked 55th for effectiveness in reaching low-income students. This in a city where one in four children struggle against hunger on a daily basis. And the low participation rate is costing the city more than $50 million in lost federal funds for the schools. Joel Berg, executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger, says when it comes to addressing child hunger, the city is headed in the wrong direction.
For the second year in a row, New York City is dead last in terms of school breakfast participation out of every major school system in the country. At a time when we all agree we should be racing to the top towards educational excellence, New York City is actually racing towards the bottom of child hunger.
What does this add up to in terms of numbers? How do they measure the participation?
This report measures breakfast participation by calculating what percentage of students who normally get free or reduced-priced lunch on a daily basis also get school breakfast. Here in New York City, that's only about 35%. That means in New York, only one out of three low-income children who get lunch also get breakfast. Compare that, for instance, to Syracuse upstate, where two-thirds of the kids who get lunch get breakfast. It's bad enough to lose to these other cities in sports, but when it comes to losing to them and our children going hungry, it's really unforgivable.
How are school breakfasts funded?
School breakfasts are funded entirely, 100%, by the federal government. So if it wasn't bad enough that we're not feeding children these nutritious breakfasts that both fight hunger and reduce obesity, it's truly absurd that the city is basically giving away massive amounts of federal funds that can be helping the city's economy. After all, school breakfast means jobs for school employees. It means jobs for food-related companies that service New York City public schools. So some policies like breakfast are a win-win. They aid the economy and fight hunger. The city's current approach of hurting the economy and hurting hungry children really is a lose-lose approach.
How has New York State stacked up?
New York State, because of New York City, has been dragged down. New York sunk from 40th in the nation to 41st in the nation on school breakfast. There are some bright spots. Syracuse, upstate New York, has a very good breakfast participation. And Brentwood in Long Island, which has a very low participation rate, has pledged to dramatically increase it through in-classroom school breakfasts. There's also good news that Governor Cuomo has talked about having a comprehensive approach to increasing participation in federal nutrition assistance programs, including school breakfast. So if he's able to achieve that goal, next year should be better than this year. But right now, New York is falling behind in New York City and throughout the state.
Across the river, New Jersey is still 46th in the nation. That's worse than New York for school breakfast, but it had a double-digit increase in the percentage of children receiving school breakfast. What are they doing differently there?
In Newark, New Jersey, they have a pilot project that has served breakfast in first period classrooms to every single student, regardless of family income. But the rest of the state still has low breakfast participation. New Jersey has one of the lowest rates of SNAP participation in the country, the new name for the food stamps program. They have high levels of hunger. So before anyone heralds the supposedly great leadership out of New Jersey is doing a pretty rotten job on some key indicators.
The food stamp program or the SNAP program is another issue that is 100% funded by the federal government. New York City has had traditionally abysmal participation in the SNAP program, and recently they had really draconian rules for applying for the DSNAP program for survivors of Hurricane Sandy. Why is New York City so adverse to taking free money from the federal government?
New York City's approach to the federal nutrition assistance programs is just so counterintuitive. You have a mayor that has said we need our economy to recover and we need to create more jobs. You have a mayor who says we need to fight obesity and improve health. You have a mayor that says public education needs to be the centerpiece of all our social policy. You have a mayor who wants to reduce violence. And yet that very same mayor has consistently made it too difficult for people to access federal nutrition assistance programs. Well-fed kids are going to be less likely to act up in school, less likely to enter the criminal justice system. I'd even argue less likely to eventually engage in gun violence. There's no question that these programs aid the economy, help families move towards independence, boost public education, fight obesity. And so it is just a really knee-jerk, right-wing, ideological opposition to social service programs that helps low-income people. The mayor, quite tellingly, shows no such knee-jerk opposition to corporate welfare going to big companies who claim they're going to leave the city unless us taxpayers give them a big check. So it really makes no sense.
Well, it may be late in the game, considering this, we're coming up on the end of his third term as mayor, but is there any pressure that can be brought to bear on City Hall, on the City Council, or anywhere to try to improve the overall performance of New York City and participation in the school breakfast or SNAP programs?
We will continue to fight very hard to get the mayor to see the light. Because on breakfast, there really aren't some of the ideological concerns you might have on SNAP benefits for adults. That being said, the city has shown very little willingness to move. So many of us advocates are really placing a very significant focus on 2014, paving the way to ensure that the next mayor of New York City has a comprehensive, serious plan to fight hunger, fight poverty, fight obesity, utilizing federal nutrition assistance programs like school breakfast. So we're going to keep pushing in 2013, but we're putting a lot of hope and a lot of work in making sure that the next mayoral administration is more positively focused on these issues.
Joel Berg is executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger.